Welcome back to it. It's a Friday. Good to have you here. Really appreciate your support. You can always find out more at stevegruber.com, stevegruber.com. You can go there and figure out what's happening with everything we're doing, the stories we're covering, the breaking news across the country, fresh stories coming up every few minutes. Plus, you can go there and get the podcast and everything else you need. So, all good. My next guest here is Rick Sarafa. He is the CEO of Alliance Salon Group, which manages 80 salons across the state of Michigan. And Michigan barbershops and salons are being punished, it seems. And you wonder, because the Carl Mankey story out of Owosso, the 77-year-old barber, who, by the way, the Court of Appeals yesterday illegally tried to remand it back to the circuit court. You have to have a unanimous decision to remand back to circuit court. They had a 2-1 decision, tried to do that anyway. The attorneys in the case, David Coleman, sent it on to the Michigan Supreme Court. So as that happens, all the orders are stayed. Carl can continue to cut hair, and he says he won't stop cutting hair until they cut his hands off. Mike, welcome to the program. Good to have you here.
Good morning. Thanks, Steve. Good to be here.
And I almost wonder, is it a grudge match? Is the governor in a grudge match with Carl, America's barber up there in Owosso, and so therefore she's just punishing all sorts of folks? I talked to a woman this past weekend. She's been in business for 19 years with a salon in the Lansing area. She's about 2 weeks away from going bankrupt. She can't hang on anymore. Can't do it any longer. Can't pay rent and utilities on a space and all of that. And that's probably true all over the state, isn't it?
It's absolutely true. You know, thousands of sole proprietors and small shops and employees in our case. You know, we have 800 employees that cut hair in Michigan alone. We also have salons in Ohio, and thankfully we're open there. If it wasn't for Governor DeWine in Ohio, our company and all of our employees would be in very dire shape as well. It is starting to feel a little bit arbitrary. Today in Michigan, I think, you can get a facial, you can take your dog for grooming, you can go to the dermatologist.
You can go to the dentist.
You can get your teeth clean, but you can't get a haircut.
Right. Well, there it is. So how long have they been cutting hair in Ohio?
We're on like just about 2 weeks tomorrow, actually.
Right.
And as a basis of comparison, there was a task force set up of cosmetologists and personal service businesses in Ohio. The governor asked for a very quick series of recommendations that are very comprehensive. The day after he received those in Ohio, he and his 2 o'clock presser that he does daily announced the recommendations and gave us a date to open. Compare that to our recommendations in a similar working group that was created by the Department of LARA here in Michigan. They've had those for over a week now. We haven't heard peep back from them at all.
Yeah, and you've put together, let's be honest, if you can work on somebody's teeth, if you can do all these other things that you listed off, you can get a haircut. And not to mention the fact that the vast majority of the people that have been infected and have had bad outcomes are in nursing homes, right? And so if you're going to send somebody in to do nursing home people, well, then extra precautions would be it would be mandatory, I would think. But out in the general public, there's no evidence whatsoever that getting your hair cut or colored or whatever has any impact on public health at all. There's no science behind that, none that I can find. Your thoughts?
We have run our protocols by epidemiologists from the University of Minnesota, where our parent company, Regis Corporation, is headquartered. I personally interviewed on my podcast an epidemiologist that's a former FDA official and a Tufts University professor. These are hospital-grade kinds of protections. Our environments are safe and clean in normal times by regulation. We use alcohol and barbicide all the time on all the surfaces, on all of our equipment. And there's no question that given what else is going on in the economy that we can open and open safely. In Ohio, for example, they are not requiring retail customers to wear masks. I'm quite sure that's not going to be the case in Michigan, which is fine. And our business
yeah,
is there.
It's not fine, but we can live with it. It's not fine. There's no science. I mean, the science is that masks in the general public during an outbreak are more of a health problem than a benefit. That's pretty clear. I mean, Anthony Fauci, we have that right in our rotation all the time now. It's a hurdle. But having said that, if that's what they tell you have to do, okay, you'll do it, right? I mean, we'll get back to work. I mean, even if it's just for show, you'd do it to go back to work, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely. We're requiring it in Ohio anyways, because there's two things, Steve. There's being safe, you know, actually having a safe environment, and then there's the ability to impart confidence in clients and customers and people coming into your spaces that it is safe, right? So some of this is, you know, real, and some of it's psychological. But the psychological part's important too, because we want people to feel safe.
Well, you do want people to feel safe. The virtues of masks, I'll discuss it another time. And it's not really that important to you. What's important to you is that people get back to work. Our point is simply, if masks work, we should all be working.
I would say that the science, you know, the governor constantly says she's following the science, which, you know, science should be a tool for decision making rather than a wall to hide behind. And we need to, you know, she needs to expand the circle of people she's listening to.
Well, she is focused on.
If she picked up the phone and called her director, Lara, that she would feel pretty good about the recommendations, and we could get back to it.
Yeah, well, the governor here, Mike, is focused on science, but it's political science. Mike Serafa, CEO of the Online Salon Group, which manages 80 salons in Michigan, plus salons all over the country, as you have heard. There are plans here to safely reopen it, and my point continues to be, if masks work, everything should be open, and if they don't work, why would you wear them at all? I mean, there is no middle ground. If they work, put these people back to work, because like I said, the woman that I talked to over the weekend, 19 years on, and her salon is about 2 weeks away from going dark forever, and I pick up the paper or look at social media every day, Mike, and I see restaurants and gyms and hair salons that are closing permanently. There's no reason for it. Their lives are being destroyed, and not by the virus, but by bad political decisions. I'll give you the last word.
Thanks, Steve. Yeah, exactly right. June 1, New York State. New York State will be open. Not New York City, but New York State. California is open. Indiana and Ohio were bleeding Michigan dollars every single day to hair salons and other businesses there. And it's just time to get moving here. We can do it. We can do it safely.
There you go. I greatly appreciate you being here. I hope that things move forward. I hope that Carl wins at the Supreme Court here in Michigan now that Carl Mankey's case has moved to the Supreme Court. I will keep an eye on all of it, Mike. Thank you so much for being in the No Panic Zone.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. Coming up here in a moment, we're going to talk jobs in Michigan with Ken Bertolini. You don't want to go anywhere. He's from MITA, and a virtual hiring event's coming up, and you want to be part of that, trust me. And if you want to lose weight, I've got something for you in that regard, too. I've done it. My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, it is your solution. You've heard me talk about it. If you've wondered about it, why are you wondering? The average American put on between 5 and 10 pounds in quarantine. You know, it's nice to be average. Sometimes you're above average. But it's not so nice if your joints are hurting or if your diabetes is out of control, your blood pressure isn't good, and you want to feel good again, and you just don't like what's going on. My Pure Health Solutions builds a custom plan just for you. It's real food, by the way. It's not the Steve Gruber plan for you. It's your plan for you. And I did it 2 years ago. Weight's still gone. Feel great. Goes up a little bit here and there, but I know how to get it under control. I know my body. It's an educational process as well, and I've learned. Go to GruberHealth.com. Do this for yourself. Go to GruberHealth.com. Do it right now. There's no more excuses, no more reason not to do it. Do it right now. GruberHealth.com. Some specials are going on. You'll save yourself some money. You don't even have to leave home. They can do it from the custom arrangement can be done right in your living room from the privacy of your own home. You're on the Steve Gruber Show. It's the No Panic Zone.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
An important message from Jerry Norcia, President and CEO of DTE Energy.
The coronavirus pandemic is challenging all of us, but it's especially important to support our neighbors in need. While our dedicated DTE employees work tirelessly to ensure reliable energy, the DTE Foundation is working with community partners across Michigan. We're providing more than 100,000 families with critical support services, including more than 1 million meals. Together, we'll power through this.
DTE. Jerry Norcia, President and CEO of DTE Energy.
We at DTE care deeply about all the communities where we live and serve. Our top priority during this crisis is the health and safety of our employees and customers. So our crews are focusing only on work that's critical to ensure reliable energy and quick response to emergencies. If you experience challenges due to medical conditions or loss of income, contact us. We want every one of our customers to have energy to stay safe and warm.
DTE.
I vaccinate because I want to protect my daughter.
I vaccinate because these diseases can be deadly.
Because of vaccines, we tend to think of diseases like whooping cough and measles as things of the past, but they aren't. Michigan's children still get them and pass them on. Get the whole story at ivaccinate.org. I vaccinate because I got the facts. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, the Franny Strong Foundation, and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.